Hello everyone, welcome again to another Word for Today with Ray. And before we begin, let's go to the Lord in prayer. Heavenly Father, once again we sit with this book of Esther in our hands, and our hearts and our minds and our eyes and our ears open for you to teach us by your Holy Spirit about all things that are true, to share with us about yourself and about your Son Jesus and your ways. Lord, our prayer is not only will you equip us with the knowledge of these things, but also with the ability to carry them out in this world in a way that's pleasing to you. And so we give you thanks for all of these things as we ask them in your Son Jesus' name. Amen. The title to today's lesson is Three More Sons of Haman Defeated. It's taken from the book of Esther, chapter 9 and verse 8. As we continue our story about Esther, Mordecai, King Ahasuerus, and Haman, we are looking at the names of the 10 sons of Haman who were destroyed by the Jews when the uprising against them began on the 13th day of Adar. In chapter 9 and verse 8 of the book of Esther, we find three more of those sons' names, where we read, and Poratha, and Adaliah, and Eridatha. The fourth son's name was Poratha, which means fruitlessness or frustration. This name is interesting because of the seeming contrast of possibilities. Perhaps this son was ambitiously named fruitfulness with the thought of the abundance of the sons of Haman was reproducing, or it might have been that Haman desired fruitfulness, which he speaks of prosperity in his life. However, the possibility that this son's name became frustration may speak to the reason for the latter meaning of the name. The fifth son's name was Adaliah, and it means, I shall be drawn up of Jah. The word Jah in Hebrew is God. It would be interesting to know why Haman named this son with this meaning. However, it could be that it was his reference to the Persian gods rather than Jehovah God of the Jews. Though Haman might have desired that Adaliah be drawn up of his God, he rather faced execution by his enemies, the Jews, instead. The sixth son of Haman was named Eridatha, which means the Lion of the Decree. This name seems a bit odd because of the tie between his name and a decree. Perhaps there was a certain decree that went forth that inspired Haman to name his son after it. Or it could have been that Haman was influential in a certain decree of which he was considered himself the lion behind it. Nonetheless, Eridatha faced the same fate as his older brothers, death by the Jews. Fruitfulness, frustration, I shall be drawn up of Jah, and the Lion of the Decree were all eliminated by the Jews in their retaliation against those who would destroy them. Once again, we may consider that these sons watched their father hang from the 50-foot gallows, or 50-cubit gallows that he had constructed for Mordecai. And revenge was probably on their minds. When the day of legal permission to destroy the Jews came, no doubt these sons were in opposition to them. They, however, did not factor in that God Almighty was watching over his chosen people, and anyone with any name was not going to destroy them. As we consider these three sons, we might be benefited by reviewing our own names and their meanings. But more importantly, that we align ourselves with the name above all names, Jesus, whose name means Jehovah is salvation. Next time, we will look at the last four sons of Haman. So read ahead, and we shall join together then. Until tomorrow, there is more. And may the Lord bless you and keep you. May he make his face to shine upon you and be gracious unto you. May the Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace as you continue to study his word in Jesus' name.